Good evening, everybody. This is a meeting of the Pacifica Audit Committee. It's November 30th, 2020. It is 8:36 p.m. Eastern. I'm Eileen Rosen, the chair, and I will call the roll. Let's see, here we go. Okay, Adriana Kastner.
Present.
Okay, Bella DeSoto.
Present.
Darlene Pagano.
Yes, here.
Okay, Eric Jacobson.
Here.
Grace Aaron.
Here.
James McFadden. Not yet. Julie Hewitt. Lyndon Foley.
Here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Marilyn Bodoni.
Here.
Marilyn's here. Sandy Weinman sent me a request for excused absence. Sean Rhodes.
I am here.
Okay, William Heerwagen. All right, and I am here. Okay, we have four people missing, three of whom may still show up. Okay, the next item for us is selection of timekeepers. So you see it's a pretty short meeting. Oh, I should read this aloud, I guess. Well, after we select timekeepers. It's a pretty short meeting. We can try and stick to these times. If we need a little more time in point four, that would be okay. But let's, do I have anybody who volunteers to time individuals?
Adriana.
Sorry? Adriana, okay. Let's, we'll time people. And let's keep people to 1.5 minutes, 90
okay.
seconds. That seems to be our standard. And people can have a second go-round on a given topic after everybody else who wants to go has gone. Okay, thank you. And I think maybe we can, together, we could just kind of keep an eye on the time, you know, of the sections. Yeah? Okay.
Okay.
From there, I'll just read out the agenda for anybody who's listening. Agenda approval is next. Then just an announcement about the minutes from previous meetings. Point four is updates from NETA on their progress in preparing the financials for the fiscal year 2019 audit, including questions and answers. Then in number five, new business, if there is any, and then six, we'll set the date of the next meeting, and then adjourn.
Madam Chair.
I'm sorry, who was that?
Madam Chair, this is Bella, if I may be heard.
Yes, Bella, go ahead.
Thank you. So as I suggested before, I would like old business to be included in this agenda. And it has to be, of course, before new business. And the old business is our previous motion. And then I would like to ask the chair if there's anyone on this meeting at this moment that is not a member of this committee.
Well, there are our guests, George and Anita.
Beyond these two individuals? And the committee?
Nope, that's it so far. Jim Sackerton is invited. I don't know if he's actually going to join us. So, I wrote to you about that old business, but if you want, we can add it here. I will make
Thank
that point five then.
Good.
Okay. Old business, the motion, because I wrote back about that, and that may have answered your question, but we can, see what your thoughts are. Okay. Any other changes? All right. Any objections?
Nope.
Okay. Added this. H2 with addition on old. Okay. Then we can move forward. And just, you know, I wrote it in here so those of you who have the agenda can see it, but for the listening audience, I'm still working on putting together the minutes for really the last three meetings. I'm listening to the July 14th meeting just so I can make sure to capture where we approved the fiscal year 18 agenda and the changes that we asked Jorge for, that we would approve the audit with those changes. So I want to put those into the minutes specifically. And then, you know, the next two meetings, I have notes. Shouldn't take me that much longer. Okay? Any questions on that?
No.
Okay. All right. Point number four, updates from NETA on their progress in preparing the financials for the fiscal year 2019 audit. And that will be George and Anita. So it's all yours, guys.
Okay. I'll start it off, I suppose. We made decent progress in the last couple of weeks, mostly in the area of fixed assets, which have been fully updated and entries generated to get that updated, and that will be closed up. Hold on, please.
Okay.
Okay. I was just getting some feedback here. Okay.
Okay.
From the stations, I did get, we've been working on accrued vacation for multiple purposes. One is to get it uploaded into the current payroll system so that vacation can be requested and charged as part of the outside payroll system, which hadn't been done, even though we've been on that payroll for at least 2 years. So for that, we needed the FY 19 balances and 20, and those 20 balances, by 20 I mean September of 2020, and they're to be loaded into the payroll system. So we did get some work information from one station, but that and another division may have been applying the vacation accrual rules inconsistently. And so even though we got information, it's not ready for use yet. So there's some back and forth on that. But with that being said, and accounts payable still needs some work to eliminate errors going back to 2014. And so that's in about four divisions that had that problem, and so that's getting worked out. But whether it's worked out or not, I hope to have an updated trial balance that's going to be sufficient and in good enough shape to send to the auditors as call it a stake in the ground, and that is the trial balance upon which we will do the audit. And so hopefully there'll be minimal entries made to that one rather than having triple digits of corrections posted to the audit trial balance. And so the hope is...
And you're hoping to have that when, George? When?
By the end of the week.
Oh, this is great. Okay.
And so that doesn't mean it's perfect and ready to go, but we need to start getting the auditors significant information and let them start with their questions. And for areas and stations that still have open items on their balance sheet accounts, so that will be included in the in their questions, I'm sure. And or management letter.
Excuse me, everybody. If you're not speaking, can you mute yourself? Because we're getting some background noise. Thank you. Go on, George. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So that's where we're at. And then once that gets to the auditors and they've got time to digest that information, that they'll start pushing out questions and sampling of income and expense, and that's when we get into the more of the variance analysis and more of the financial statement disclosure items.
Okay.
And so that so the speediness and accuracy of those responses will determine how fast the audit moves from there.
Okay. I guess, let's see. I'm just taking notes while you speak. So the unit's response will determine the progress of the audit. Yeah. So just to make sure we all understand, what the auditors will then ask for is the sample, right, where they choose a representative number of the activities for each unit, whether income or expense, and ask to see all the documentation for those particular activities. Is that correct? Correct, at least?
Generally, yes. That's where they do their variance analysis. So if an account, and any type of account, either balance sheet or income statement, meaning income or expense, has a significant variance, they will ask why. And as you start pulling apart the reasons for that, it often leads to either more questions or adjustments. So that's the process they go through. And so it's not really necessarily a random sample, but they will pick larger items or unusual items or accounts that have a non-typical balance. If an account should have, if it's a revenue account and it should have a credit balance and has a debit balance, they will look into that. So their questions will be quite varied.
Right. Okay. That is helpful.
Eileen, can you hear me?
Oh, hi.
This is James. I just wanted you to know I'm on the call. I had difficulty locating the call-in information. Right now I'm piggybacking on Anita's.
Okay.
So that'll work.
That's why I see George three times.
Okay, that must be it.
Piggybacking on, yeah. And I see that William Hill Wagon has joined us as well.
And if Anita needs to leave, Eileen, I will. She gave me another pin that I can get on, I can use. I'll transfer. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thanks. Okay. Thank you, George. Anita, did you want to comment on anything right away?
No, not at this time. But I agree with the assessment that George just provided.
Okay.
So thank you.
Well, Great. It sounds like things are, you know, moving along as well as they can be. So it's in the next section, really, that as you go through the financials, you'll determine what, if you're missing any of the items that you've asked for, right? And those become open items, if anything's, you know, still outstanding.
Yeah, William from Stack.
Bella,
yeah, hang on
a second.
Okay, let me write that down so I don't lose track. William and Bella.
I asked for the stack earlier.
I didn't hear you. Who was that?
Okay, Bella. Bella?
Oh, Bella was first? Okay.
But what
I
about the answer
you.
To...
What about
the answer to your question, Eileen?
Okay, yeah, hang on a second.
Yeah, William has a point of order.
What is it, William?
James McFadden has written an email to everybody that he needs the code or he doesn't have the information for the call, so could somebody do that?
Oh, I didn't see it. All
yeah,
right.
A little while ago. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll do that. The same as last time. Let me just find this. Here it is. Yeah, I guess I wasn't checking my email. I am not being sent. James. Give me a second, people, so I can send this to him. Let's grab his PIN number. Okay. Phone number. Okay. All right. Okay, so I was asking George, you know, just trying to, like, for our own benefit, for those of us who, you know, for our different levels of experience with how audits go. I was asking George, after you put together the trial balance, you'll still be working on plenty of other things, right? Some of the other items that didn't necessarily have to go to the auditors right away. Is that right?
Well, there,
What do you do after you send the trial balance to the auditors? That's the real question.
Well, then I work almost parallel to the auditors. So the trial balance, as I have it set up, flows into more or less finished FASB-style financial statements, meaning balance sheet, income statement, and statement of functional expenses. And so that's when I am tying in those, especially the balance sheet numbers and certain income statement numbers, back to workbooks that roll up all the individual numbers. Cash, for example, each division has probably 5 to 7 different cash accounts, and so those all need to be rolled up. And so I'd set up the test just to make sure that the the number on the balance sheet, for example, agrees to a workbook and a lead sheet that has all those accounts. And so that needs to be done for every single line item on the balance sheet. And so I'll be working parallel and seeing what's missing. Prodding divisions for that information, and so sometimes that will require not sometimes but often requires adjustments, and so when I get an area tied out like that, I will then send the auditors an updated workbook if they've gotten one before. and any related adjustments. And we work out sometimes, we do it different ways, whether I send the adjustments individually or just post them to my working trial balance and then send them an updated trial balance. And so those are the mechanics that we work out with them and see what's going to work best for them. So so I'm working parallel to kind of doing housekeeping on the statements and updating the auditors with it, with any changes.
Okay, great. And that's about when you would start having open items, right? If you're trying to get information from the stations and for whatever reason you're not getting it. Is that right? Is that
right?
Well,
we've got open items now, but not every item is created equally. There's a certain order that I need that information and that the auditors need the information. So, for example, tax return information, and most of that we pulled already for the tax return that was filed in August. Some of that might need to be updated, and that can come at the end because that'll be on the amended return. But financial statement issues, especially notes and disclosures, come at the end. So there's significant work updating those notes and disclosures, especially in terms of leases, future payments and obligations for leases, and so on. So that all gets done towards the end as they're getting comfort with the financial statements, and we've identified any issues that need discussion. So there can be professional back and forth on how to treat certain things. So we work parallel in that respect.
Okay, great. I guess what I'm trying to get at is, you know, at some point you may need help from us or any of us on the committee to, you know, push people to provide you with the information or to get in touch, because sometimes, you know, in the past we've had the problem where people don't respond or they basically don't respond. They don't either they don't send you the information or they send you only partial information or they only answer part of your questions. We hope that that'll be less this year than last year, you know, and less every year as we get better, you know, and more have our numbers tidier. But do you have any idea when we might enter into that kind of situation where we'd need to start pushing? Like, at what point might that happen? That might, if you can't answer that, that's fine.
Sorry, it's out of order. You are not giving us an opportunity to dive in here. And we
Bella,
already have
hang on.
A motion.
Excuse me, Bella. You weren't recognized. And I'm trying to let George finish his presentation because he hasn't got a lot of time tonight. I'm trying to take all of us through the process so we understand what's going on. Thank you. Mm-hmm. George?
Yes, those items that are open the request went out early August for balance sheet reconciliations, and I'm still waiting for some, and the detailed request list went out September 7th or 10th. And there's still items open that really should have been closed out by now. So we're at that point now, but I need to prioritize the work and in the most effective order to get something meaningful to the auditors and then start tackling those items. So as we get into those areas, I'll escalate as necessary. I'm hoping that that the station managers will be supportive and responsive, and failing that, the executive director, Lydia, I'm hoping she will also be supportive. And failing that, I'm comfortable moving to the liaisons that we've assigned to the various divisions. And but whatever means it takes, you know, short of visiting the stations in person. So,
okay.
I'm ready to do that, to get the information necessary.
Thank you. All right, let me go to the stack and see what people want to know. Bella, go ahead.
Thank you. I've taken all the notes, what George has said, point by point, and bullets, because this is very critical. As a bookkeeper, I always come to the table with knowledge. And when I ask questions, it's not so I can hear myself talk. It's because I feel that I'm on the same page as the CPA speaking, because we speak the same language. So bear that in mind, please. Thank you. George, I appreciate very much your knowledge base, all your work, to the contrary. Okay, you said that the accruals are an issue. Of course, that would be an issue, and that has always been an issue because people do not understand what an accrual is. So that presents a major challenge because that affects the balance sheet. So no wonder. They have no idea what a balance sheet is. Many people don't. So that makes it very, very difficult. The other thing is that you're working now in retrospect, all the way back to 2014, which tells me we have had a disaster with the salaries, the accrual salaries for vacations. And you are aware that we are under negotiations, blah, 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 with unions, blah, blah, blah. So this is critical. I appreciate that. But going all the way back to 2014, it's a great deal of work, and I'm sorry that you have to do that, but we got to do it. The other thing is regarding the trial balance, yes, it is logical because during this process of discovery, during an audit, is the time when you figure out if the income tax that was just filed needs to be updated, so we need to do an amended one. But I'm very concerned about the list itself that we requested a month ago, that we requested in
point of order. Didn't you want to discuss that later in under old business?
Excuse me, I need to finish. Thank you. And this is what you, Eileen, were bordering around the list. So if you don't want us to speak about the list, which is at the very center of the heart of the matter, which is why we cannot lobby our stations or help them to push them in the proper way to get the information to him so he can get it to the auditors, is because we are not getting what we are asking for. And I'm going to leave it there. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, thank you. William, you were on the stack. William?
No.
Oh, was it just to tell me that people needed their logon information? I'm confused. I would have sworn William asked for the stack.
Yes.
Okay, any... Yes, which?
Just
yes,
to tell you
for
about
that purpose. Oh, okay, great. Thank you. Okay, anybody else? Does anybody have any questions or comments?
I have a question, Marilyn.
Okay, Marilyn, go ahead.
Okay, I just wondered, it would be useful if, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, it would be useful if Lydia Bazon would come to these meetings. Was she planning to come in tonight or not?
I don't know. I hadn't heard from her. I think she's got a lot on her plate right now. Yeah.
Well, it seems like maybe next time we should make sure she comes, because it's nice to know we're all in this together. We're on the same page, and when we get a report, she knows what the report is that we got. And you know, it just, she hasn't been to a meeting, I don't think, for quite a while now. And
no,
I think
I'm not sure when. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know she should be at these meetings, I think. But and I just want to make sure I understand correctly that this list of 75 or 76 items,
yeah,
this kicks in way down the road then. When what George has turned in now is some of the material that was required by this list, but not all of it. Is that of course, that's the way it's working, right?
George?
I'm not sure if I understand that question, but I've been collecting information. So it's 76 items times 7 divisions. So it's over 500 items. And so I've been collecting that right along. So I'm not saying that the list itself kicks in later. We're through a good chunk of the information that's needed now. Much of that comes later. And some of the items on that list are pulling the samples requested by the auditors. So not everything is preparable at this time. And so you typically start off with a balance sheet and then move through the other items.
Okay, thank you. Thanks.
Bella, to the stack as a follow-up, please. Adriana?
Okay, Bella,
you can let
Adriana. Sorry?
No, to let you know that I'm back on the call. I mean, I don't know what's happened, I couldn't hear and I couldn't talk. And I need to hang up finally and call again. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, I notice when people come on, but I don't always notice when people drop off. So I hadn't noticed that. Sorry. But glad you're back. All right. Bella?
Yes, thank you. I thought Adriana may. So that means she missed a great deal of conversation here. That's not good. But I wanted to ask George. George, those 75 items, which is what you listed them as, these are other items that you've given us. So there's a lot going on. But what we want and what we need in order for us to do our job locally at our stations is to get concise areas that are concerning the audit, that are a must in order to conduct an operative and conclusive audit. And I thought that this is what we were going to be receiving. Now, I know we took a motion last month, and we still are waiting for that list, so we were sent a generic list. So what I want to ask you is, based on what you just gave us, hold on one moment. You say that you worked yourself from the balance sheet, of course, from the beginning of the balance sheet. We have had no accounts receivable, and that is an issue that I have requested, that at least KPFK is allowed to account and start accounts receivable for the many reasons I have illuminated over time. And also, we never see a comprehensive accounts payable report, aging. So if the units do not produce a balance sheet, and since they have not been able to produce that, I have requested that from NITA, and I only saw one for September last year. When I began asking questions on that balance sheet, I was told there was no time to comply with that. So we never see a balance sheet. Therefore, the items on the balance sheet can never be adequately sampled. And then the other one, that includes, of course, accounts receivables and payables, the most critical on that document. So I would like you to address.
Thank you, Bella. For the stack?
There was a noise going on, and George, I would like you to address that. Thank you.
Excuse me. Yeah, we got that part already, but somebody else asked for the stack, but I couldn't hear who it was.
Darlene.
Darlene. Okay. Should we, well, let's let Darlene ask her question, then we'll get NETA to respond. Go ahead, Darlene.
I'm not 100% sure how to ask this question because what I'm addressing is so, to me, convoluted. Nita and George, would you remind the audit committee what your work is as opposed to what the work of the audit committee is? I keep running into this idea that a generic checklist of what an audit constitutes is somehow needs to be, personalized and magnified, must have many, 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 many more points on it than we've already received. So could you just let us, just give us the, as a professional entity, would you all please let us know what our work is and what it is that you're doing that we do not have to participate in? Thank you.
Hey, George, Anita.
Would you like me to? I'll take a crack at it, and Anita, mm-hmm. feel free to tack on. But the audit committee is a committee of the board that normally gives high-level oversight to the audit process and the and receiving and approving the audit. What my job is to wrangle the information from all the divisions and get it into audit shape. And so I'm working as an insider. So I'm not independent. I'm part of Pacifica in this process. And then I take that information and get it packaged up and ready for further review and kind of toss it over the wall to the auditors, and they do their job. And their job is to, and you didn't ask this, but just to round out the process, that they do one thing on that audited financial statement, and that's their opinion. And so their job is to audit those statements taken as a whole, and render an opinion on them taken as a whole. So that's where those are our various roles. This committee, because the audit process is historically and as far as the eye can see, records have been kept or not kept like this. And so it's been historically very late and needing substantial work. And so that's what we've been trying to improve. This is my third go around, and it's quite a bit better. And the people, business managers and station managers should have a pretty reasonable expectation of what's required every year. In terms of the open item list, I think the having focused support when requested would be ideal. Sending out the whole list with with my notes, and that this list is really a management tool that we use to keep track of things. And I think having members of this committee go into the stations, I don't want to say blindly, but challenging for all these items, I would find that less than helpful. Because it devolves into many emails and complaints and accusations that are really just not fair, and it ties up my time and staff time rather than trying to get things done and moving the process forward.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thanks, George. What about, can you respond to Bella's question about the, accounts receivable and accounts payable and aging reports, the aging reports? I'm sorry,
yes,
somebody
so,
speaking?
Yes, I'm asking for the stack.
Oh, okay. Got it. After George. George, go ahead.
So, Bella's asking about a specific station here, and that's one of the stations that has historical problems reconciling accounts payable to general ledger. And so that's been a challenge for us for every year I've been involved. The accounts receivable, that's kind of a broader question in terms of booking the receivables for anybody that's a sustainer or an installment member. I believe is what is being alluded to, and so that has generally not been accrued as a receivable, as far as I know, ever, and not in any division. So KPFK does not stand out in that respect. And one other statement or question Bella had about the tax return, and yes, it will be amended at the end of this process.
Okay.
This is Anita. Eileen, if I could ask. Also
yes, please do.
If I may. Again,
please
what
do.
I want to add is that there's a lot of time involved in the reconciliation, not just from the business managers, if they're getting done by them, but also for our review. So not only is George probably in some cases reconciling, or someone on staff of NETA is doing that to help, or George is doing it himself, but also, and that would be especially when it comes to cash in bank. So, I mean, he's going through all the trial balance, ensuring that he has and that everything ties, especially like accounts payable, if you will. And I echo the same thing that George just said on receivables. That is not something that we've seen in the past because it's not been booked at year end. Now, with the recent stations that have gone on Allegiance, we're hoping that we can see some reports that support the pledges, if you will, that are not recorded. That is a true pledge. Of course, we do see the cash by the information. But again, that will hopefully allow us to see some reporting from them.
Great.
Thanks.
Thank you. Adriana?
Jack?
Adriana, you're up.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, yes, go ahead, please.
I understand all that is being said here, but I have a really, really big concern. We are talking about the audit of the year that finished September 30, 2019. It means it's almost, at this point, it's 9 months from there. In March, 3 months, 4 months from now, will be due the next year. What I don't understand is what is the matter? Why we cannot keep up? Why we cannot catch up? Where is the problem? No. We are talking more than a year. A year and 3 months since the fiscal year.
Okay. Do you have more to your question? You want to know why we can't catch up?
You have a little bit of patience. Maybe I can finish my sentence.
Yeah, go ahead. Please do.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying. I know exactly what we should be doing. But my problem is that the only thing that we can do is ask questions because we don't have anything specific to do. I personally know that KPFT, our business manager, Markisha, finished already the whole list, I believe. I hope that George, you and Anita, you agree with that. But why are almost a year after that finish when we start asking those questions? I don't understand it. It's not any way that we can keep up and we can have the audits at least 6 months from the moment that the fiscal year finished. I mean, for March of this year, we should have 2019 ready, and we don't. Like I said, it's more than a year, and we don't. I want to know, what can we do? Where is the problem? We are paying really, the foundation is paying huge amount of money, and we keep being behind. I don't understand where the
time on the funding.
Okay. We hear you, Adriana. Let's try to respond. I will preface it just by saying we are catching up, Adriana. We've gotten through at least three years in, I think, under 2 years, and how messy the books have been. There's been so much neglect in the financial area for so long, and that's why, you know, George is busting his butt to clean things up and continues to find things, but it's getting better with every year. And I am hoping that I don't know what you mean by March. The 2020 taxes are due originally February 15th, but there's a six-month extension, which is August 15th of next year. I'm hoping that we can, and the actual audit is due in California on June 30th. So I have high hopes that we can make those dates. So
that's
we are getting there.
Eileen, I understand what your answer, but I want to know from the people that we specifically pay in this case, you know, the need of
okay.
the any
well,
people.
Well, I was giving my... I gave my spiel. Let's let them answer.
Exactly what happened, because I left this committee in 2018. I was, during 1 year, I wasn't in this committee, and when I came back, we are finishing the audit that I was told a year before that was so easy that we are already catching up with that one.
I don't know. Let's let NETA reply.
Let me go first, George, if I may.
Sure.
Since we have been working with Pacifica, and when we first came in, that Mr. Livingston asked me if I would consider taking this job on. Quite frankly, I had no idea, none whatsoever, how far behind the organization was from a financial perspective, because chances are I might have turned the job down, quite frankly. I think that George and Tamara and Ann and the others that have worked on your behalf have done a tremendous amount of work, in less than 2 years. So it takes time. And besides for that, we have to do all the cleanup and then even get current, because my understanding, you don't even have current financials, which we do now, and we have them monthly. So now it's just really being able to get the audit caught up. And I think if we are just allowed to do the work that you are paying us for, we would be further along. George?
Thank you.
Dan?
Yeah, well, there's a bit of a systemic problem in that the subsequent audit can't be even started until the prior year audit is completed. And working in Great Plains, which is the system Pacifica uses, they don't get opening balance sheet account balances until the prior year is closed. And so that it's not insurmountable, but that leads to issues with balance sheet preparation. And I've talked extensively about the method for working around that problem. And so that's one issue that that we're always 20 plus months behind in starting any audit. So that's one issue. And then there's just station practices and NETA does not manage all the stations, only two stations in the national office. So the whole process is subject to the work done at the station or division level. And that's out of our control. And so when we come in, then it's and commence a new audit, then it's that's where issues with that activity pops up and takes additional work. Last year, that audit was in relatively good shape, but there was two interests on the board and how to present some information. And so it took 3 months to have an outside person review financials and make proposed changes. And that took a couple months of board and finance meetings to get resolved ultimately, so that those financials could be issued. So they were pushed back into early July, I believe. So there's always a combination of issues, and it's this goes back to before 2010, I believe, with the CPB funding getting pulled because of the manner that the financials were being maintained. And so it's a problem that goes way back, and I'd like to shorten the time each time and not consider that stations can wait until after the audit to even begin reconciling accounts. So it's really a matter of discipline. But most of my audits Anita is familiar with the rest in the business center. They're done within 2 to 3 months of the end of the fiscal year. And so that's a more business-like way to go about it. And so it's just been tough getting Pacifica caught up. But that's the goal.
Yeah, I'm sure if I can clarify something that I
quickly,
I think
go
that
ahead.
Mm-hmm. Understood. Yeah, my problem, what I was trying to say is, according to what we know, I mean, from the 5 units, we have 3 that are being run at this time by NETA, right? We have 2 station passes and a lottery, right? 3, we are talking 3.
2.
Plus national office.
Plus the national.
Right.
Right. Then it means we have only 2 more units. 1.
3.
I know that
4.
KPFT have it. I'm sorry?
4.
4 what?
The archives.
Oh, the archives and what?
Yes, the archives as well.
The archives and the
page is something that I cannot understand. Say the archives and?
And all
KPFA,
three
KPF.
Start with A.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Are 3 all together, right? KPFT, KPFA, and the archives. Is the only thing that out of that.
No. There are 3 K's and the archives.
I'm still not the... Oh, you say KPFK. I'm sorry.
Of course, yeah.
KPFK, KPFA, the archives, and KPFT, right? My question is, I heard George, you saying... no, I'm sorry. Anita, you saying something. If they let us do our job. What I'm trying to ask here is what you think, where is that you are not allowed to do what you have to do to do everything on time? Where is the bottleneck? That's what I'm asking, because what part that you mentioned, Anita, is just that. Is that just then let us do our jobs? That is. My question is, what I worry is about that. You know, what we can do in order to solve this bottleneck that said these stations or 3 of these units are having this problem.
Thank you, Adriana. Does NETA want to reply to that? What is the bottleneck?
I was just going to comment, George. I think we're not at this moment in time prepared to tell you exactly who's not responding to us, if that is the question. But in all this time, obviously, we have had some obstacles. I think what we just want to do is be able to work on this audit so we can move forward. George?
Marilyn, question?
I am on the stack, Bella.
Yeah, but if she has a clarifying question to ask to understand the conversation, is that what it is, Marilyn?
Well, I had a question. I just wanted to confirm. NETA is doing the accounting business work at KPFT, KPFK, KPFA,
no,
and
no,
the
no,
archives?
No.
No PFT, no.
Let me state it clearly.
Yeah, please.
NETA has taken on the accounting work for WPFW and WBAI. And they also do the work for the national office. Everybody else does their own work. Okay?
Okay, my other question to follow it up would be to clarify this for me, if all the stations had a uniform chart of accounts.
Oh. Can we get into that later? That's a whole nother issue, and Bella's on the stack before you. Okay? No, you had a question that we answered to clarify. We can come back to your new question later.